The job market has cooled, but there is a but. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the fourth day of August. Thanks for being here with us. In other news, Amazon is doing just fine, thank you very much. That according to their financials. Jobs are headed to Wisconsin, and we'll share why that's happening. We had no idea about this decades-old Oregon law that is now a goner. We've got a pizza story for you. The Wall Street Report is on tap and a possible answer to the issue of a tight labor market. For the interview, you'll meet Loretta Windsor, the founder of Sista Soulfest, now in its fourth year. And yes, it is truly a business story. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful as always, you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Programming note, we will be back on the air Sunday at noon Central Time and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Hey, want to reach us on X or what was formerly known as Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it is Insight on Business. Fewer people found jobs in July than in previous months. However, the market remains strong enough to perhaps defy predictions of a recession. The Associated Press is reporting that U.S. employers added 187,000 jobs last month. That is fewer than what was expected. But the unemployment rate dipped to 3.5% in a sign that the job market remains resilient. Hiring was up from 185,000 folks in June. That's a figure that the Labor Department revised downward from an originally reported 209,000 jobs. Economists had expected to see 200,000 new jobs in July, but that was not to be. Still, last month's hiring was solid, considering that the Federal Reserve has raised its benchmark interest rate 11 times since March of 2022. And the Fed's inflation fighters will welcome news that more Americans entered the job market last month, easing pressure on employers to raise wages to attract and keep staff. Amazon posted better-than-expected revenue and profits for the second quarter, sending its stock higher. The AP is reporting that the e-commerce giant earned $6.7 billion, or 65 cents per share, for the three-month period that ended on June 30, much higher than the $3.6 billion that industry analysts surveyed by FactSet had anticipated. Amazon had reported a loss during the same period last year, driven by a big loss in its investment in electric vehicle startup Rivian Automotive. Its profits for the second quarter include a pre-tax valuation gain of $0.2 billion in its Rivian investment. The company, which had been on a cost-cutting spree over the past few months, said overall revenue topped $134 billion. That was up 11% from the same period last year and beat analyst expectations of an 8.5% growth. And more jobs are headed to Wisconsin to boost the Biden administration's effort to Buy America. The AP is reporting that efforts by the Biden administration have been helping create new factory jobs as part of a push to bring high-speed internet to the entire country, jobs that coincidentally helped to back up President Joe Biden's messaging for the 2024 elections. Vice President Kamala Harris announced on Thursday that up to 200 new manufacturing jobs would be coming to the swing state of Wisconsin. The workers at the Sanminia factory in Kenosha County are to make parts for Nokia that help to connect customers to broadband internet. Nokia's choice to move production to the U.S. came after an extended engagement with the Commerce Department over how to deliver on the Buy America rules in the government's $42.5 billion investment to provide universal internet services. For 72 years, motorists in Oregon were not allowed to pump their own gas. Surprised? Yeah, we were. Now, according to the Associated Press, drivers can pump away. Governor Tina Kotek signed a bill allowing people across the state to choose between having an attendant pump gas or do it themselves. The law takes immediate effect. That leaves New Jersey as the only state that prohibits motorists from pumping their own gas. And yeah, we had no idea about that either. A few countries also ban it, including South Africa, where attendants offer to check fluid levels and clean the windshield with tipping expected. When Oregon prohibited self-service back in 1951, lawmakers cited safety concerns, including motorists slipping on the slick surfaces at filling stations, subject to Oregon's notoriously rainy weather. Now? Well, now drivers can opt in or opt out. It was another down day on Wall Street, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. You know, everybody seems to love pizza. However, prices over at Papa John's are driving consumers elsewhere. CNN is reporting that sales at North American locations open at least a year fell 1% in the quarter that ended on June 25 compared to the same period last year. It was all dragged down by high prices at the chain's franchise locations. During an analyst call discussing the quarterly results, Papa John's CEO Rob Lynch said that some of the pricing had gotten out in front of where the consumer was willing to spend. Most of the price increases have been at franchise stores, as those owners attempt to build better profit margins as inflation surged. Now, that decision may have come back to bite them. The vast majority, roughly 2,900 of about 3,400 total North American Papa John's restaurants, are franchised, according to the company. In general, franchise operators are able to set menu prices themselves, though the company may set a cap on pricing for certain promotions. Friday was another rough day on Wall Street, as we saw the Dow tank by 150 points to close at 35,065, the NASDAQ slid by 50 points to 13,909, and the S&P 500 fell by 23 points to end the session and the week at 4,478. The major indexes had been flying way above the flat line, but they turned south in the final hour of trading. Investors at first felt pretty pleased with the July jobs report, but as the day wore on, the mood turned sour as traders considered more rate hikes by the Fed. For the week, the Dow fell by 1.1%, the S&P 500 declined by 2.2%, and the NASDAQ dropped by 2.1%. And finally, there is this, and this may very well be an answer to the tight labor market, and it has to do with kids. No, not kids working, but Axios is reporting that some economists say the key to alleviating America's labor shortage could be universal childcare. The U.S. economy needs more workers, and access to affordable childcare would likely help more working-age women join or rejoin the workforce. Many women were forced out of work during the pandemic, and today only 75% of working-age women are employed, compared to 86% of men. That's why economists say investments in childcare, whether through legislation or through individual employer initiatives, is the most realistic way to expand the labor force. All right, stay with us and click ahead for the conversation with entrepreneur Loretta Windsor. She is the founder of Sista Soul Fest that is returning for the fourth year in a row to the Des Moines Metro yet this month. This story is more about economics than it is about a festival. Click through to hear that conversation, and thanks for being here.